The complaint by attorney Peter Earle for the group Voces de la Frontera is based on documents uncovered through the discovery process in a lawsuit challenging the maps. They showed that nearly all Republican legislators signed secrecy agreements with the private law firm before reviewing the maps.
In the view of Voces de la Frontera, this was an intentional and malicious attempt to subvert the transparency that is required in good governance.
In the legislature, good governance sometimes takes a backseat to rounding up votes. Lawmakers routinely meet privately to grapple with issues they don't want to discuss in public. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald insists that's what happened here.
I mean, what we did is the same that you would find in any partisan caucus. I mean, there were the reason that there were, you know, individual meetings with legislators, the same way it was done 10 years ago, 20 years ago, was simply to present them with the map.
But Attorney Earle says that if legislators had only been meeting in private caucuses, he'd have no case. Instead, the secrecy agreements they signed with a private lawyer were used to shield every aspect of the redistricting process from the public, under the auspices of attorney-client privilege.
It was written behind closed law firm doors, pursuant to a secrecy agreement designed to keep Democratic legislators out of the room, even though the representation was in the name of all legislators.
Earle wants the Dane County District Attorney to file an open meetings lawsuit that would ultimately overturn the maps. The DA received the complaint earlier this week, but had no comment on whether he'd proceed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.